conference championship weekend. What are we doing here?
Oh, we're going to find out who the winners are. Next up is the Super Bowl.
All right. So what we have first is Kansas City going to Baltimore.
Chiefs versus the Ravens.
How'd they get there?
Who, the Ravens or the Chiefs?
Both. I mean, what happened?
The Chiefs are just the Chiefs, and they have Mahomes. I mean, the Ravens. I mean,
yeah, but
got a solid defense, and you know Lamar Jackson is probably going to win the MVP this year.
That was
just Josh Allen coming up a little short again.
The wide right.
But yeah, Baltimore put an end to Houston's dreams, their season, which was still a win, I would say.
Oh yeah, for sure. Nobody expected Houston to be there. I'm sure they didn't either, but. You know, CJ Stroud got a bright future, and the league's in good hands, especially the AFC. The AFC's loaded at quarterback now.
Yeah, there's a good bit of people out there.
I mean, you got Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. I mean, CJ Stroud, I mean, he looks like he's going to be the next big thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It should be a good game, though. Chiefs, Ravens. Kelce finally showed up last week.
I told you he's gonna
have
a big
Chiefs.
Game.
Mahomes is just Mahomes. I mean,
off Mahomes is different, man.
But you have Jackson got paid. Show me the money.
Yeah, the front runner for the MVP and the two-time MVP going up against each other. I mean, Super Bowl bursts on the line. I think it's gonna be a battle. I think it's gonna be a big shootout. I mean, both teams have top defenses, so. I think it's going to come down to which quarterback can turn the ball over less.
But that's a big thing. Like, during the season, the Ravens are on the plus side of the turnover differential. The Chiefs are on the minus side. So, I mean, is something going to happen with that there?
Playoffs are totally different. I mean, just never know what's going to happen until it happens. But that's crazy to me because Mahomes, I mean, you think of him, you're thinking 30, 40 touchdowns a year to – maybe 10 interceptions. I mean, usually they're on the plus side of it. So that's shocking to hear they're on the negative side this year.
Yeah, number one versus number two scoring defenses in the league playing against two high caliber quarterbacks that just make things happen. So,
the two X factors. The biggest thing about this game, besides the turnover, is going to be. Can the Chiefs stop the Ravens' run game? Because the Ravens are average 156 yards a game on the ground in the regular season.
Yeah, Jackson had 100 yards himself rushing last year,
two touchdowns.
So
I mean, he put the team on his back last week. So can he do it again this week?
Yes, safety blanket.
Mark Andrews back.
Safety blanket back with Mark Andrews.
Big boost.
Imagine him and Likely on the field at the same time now, as big as Likely's came up.
I don't understand why they never did that in the first place. I mean, everybody raved about Likely throughout the offseason. So.
Well, that and their receivers, I mean, they make plays, but besides Flowers, I mean, who?
OBJ?
Yeah. Like, the tight ends are going to be big, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Then. They said it. I think a lot of this comes down to not pressuring Lamar, but the pressure that's going to be on Lamar to have to win.
There's a lot, but I mean, last week he was under a lot of pressure too, and he showed up and put the team on his back. So, I mean, I think this week it's obviously going to be a little bit different because obviously Mahomes in the playoffs has a lot more experience than CJ Stroud.
Just six straight AFC championship games. Chiefs have been in. So, I mean, like,
it's a big
pass
to knock somebody off like that.
There's not the pressure is more on Lamar than on Mahomes.
Which is crazy because the Chiefs are the underdogs.
Yeah, but Mahomes has been there, done that, you know, so I don't know. With that, I think a big thing for the Chiefs is they have to get their run game going. If Pacheco, because he's battling with turf toe, so he's
questionable all week.
I mean, it has to take some out of it. They could get him going. I think that gives him a better chance. Takes a lot of pressure off of Mahomes, and
hopefully, and hoping the wide receivers can hold on to the ball.
I'm interested to see because all week, Pacheco and Roquan Smith have been going back and forth on social media.
Roquan Smith is, I think, going to be the difference maker on the defensive side of the ball for Baltimore. And he just makes everyone else better.
I think differently. I think it's going to be Kyle Hamilton because Roquan Smith is going to stop that run game, but you got to stop Mahomes. And I think Kyle Hamilton's going to be the guy to try and do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's they got him for, not particularly Mahomes, but that's the reason he's there.
I'm not sure. I don't know if Marlon Humphrey's back or not yet. So
someone's going
to have to step up.
Yeah.
If not Mahomes, I mean, whether he has wide receivers like Tyreek Hill or whether he has, you know, Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. I mean, he's going to make plays and he's going to shred your defense apart if you ain't ready.
Yeah, but then they're also going into the game with their backup left guard because Dooney's supposed to be out. That plays right into the strong side of Baltimore's defensive line, though. Mm-hmm. So
I think we'll see a focus on more bootlegs to get Mahomes away to the other side.
I expect it to be a close game, and I expect it to be high scoring, even though neither of those defenses allow points.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. With as much as that's on the line this week, I mean, I think the offenses are going to come out there and they're going to fire. They're going to be aggressive. I mean, it's either you win or you go home. So, I mean, you got to give it your all, you know. I think the Chiefs are going to win this one. I think it's going to be decent high scoring, too, but close. I think the Chiefs are going to win 31-28.
I think Baltimore's just too well-rounded. There's not many weak spots on that team. And as long as Jackson plays clean football, I see Baltimore winning. I'm going to say probably like 31-27.
Much as I hate the Ravens because I'm a Steelers fan, I mean, anything can happen in this game. I think it's going to come down to the last possession. Who's going to turn the ball over? It's going to be a good game. I mean, you got two juggernaut offenses, two juggernaut defenses going up against each other. I mean,
yeah, can the Chiefs stop Baltimore's run game, like you said?
Can they contain Lamar?
But even stopping the run game, that's still not stopping Lamar from run. That's completely different, you know. I don't know. I look for Lamar to step up and
ultimately lose to Mahomes.
No, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, Mahomes has won 3 out of the last 4.
It's 3-1
like,
head to head. But this is the playoffs. It's a completely different ball game. So there's regular season stats and everything. I mean, don't really mean much. Like I said, everything's on the line. So you gotta give it your best every single play.
Yeah. So.
Win or go home.
Yep. Baltimore, 31-27.
Yeah, I can't really argue because it could go either way.
They could, but I just see, I don't know. I think it's Baltimore's year. They just, what they say, they had 10 wins this season against teams above 500 records. Like 10 or.
Yeah, and they weren't even like close games either. They were blowouts.
They beat them by like 14.8 or 17.6. I mean, it was a high number I've seen.
Exactly.
Against teams with winning records.
That just comes down to coaching. Jim Harbaugh is doing a great job coaching.
Yeah. So, agree, disagree on who's going to win, but I think go either way.
I agree. But my pick's the Chiefs just because I know not to bet against Mahomes in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, no offense, doesn't have as much experience. So, just go with the Chiefs, 31-28. I could see it going either way, you know.
Yeah, similar scores, too. 31-27, 31-28. So, yeah.
I think that's relatively what everybody around the league is going to think, too, you know.
Yeah, it'll probably be a better game than what the Super Bowl ends up being.
Oh,
just,
I think so,
just like the Buffalo. It's going to be hard to live up to the Buffalo in Kansas City game last week. But that might have been the best game of the year so far. But this one here has Billing. Maybe take the cake.
Yeah, I think so, too. Two elite quarterbacks going up against each other. I mean, no offense to Josh Allen, but Mahomes, I mean, he's, like I said, front runner for MVP, and then you just got playoff Mahomes. I mean, it's going to be a great battle.
Yeah. Next game,
NFC Championship game. And who else is going to be there? But for the record lead, the record leading 19th time, San Francisco 49ers.
And then you got the new up and comers with the Lions.
Yeah, his third year in a row. Like we were talking about the Chiefs, that always there. The Niners, it's third year in a row for them, and
4 out of 5 times they've been there. So,
which is crazy. You don't think about it because they don't have a Mahomes, you know.
And this year's out of
4 out of 5. What, the only time it's been the same quarterback?
Yeah,
2 times in a row for them out of that span. And it wasn't easy for them to get there. Who'd have thought the Packers
would have given them a run for their money?
Almost upset them until the last drive, the game-winning drive. First time all season that the Niners had a game-winning drive in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Shanahan was something like, what, 0-29 whenever he was losing in the fourth quarter, something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah. And Purdy, I mean, he was – what did he end up, like, 24 out of 75 or something because he was just – playing that bad.
24 out of 75. Holy crap.
No, it was shit. It was, but that last drive day was 6 out of 7 for like 40 some yards. Scrambled a couple of times, pick up some yards, and, you know, topped it off with a McCaffrey touchdown there to get the lead. But that game there was also just one missed field goal away. Green Bay with the missed field goal. Not completely different outcome, I mean, it could have been.
The Packers coach should have saw that coming. Kicker was one of the worst kickers in the league this year. He missed everything and then followed him for the biggest play and he misses. I mean, I give it to the Packers. They give him a run for their money. Made the 49ers look beatable. I mean,
yeah, the only other time that's really happened this year is when Baltimore destroyed them. But there's a couple picks that Purdy threw in that game. What was it, 3? Two of them weren't even his fault. They were just tip passes or whatever, just end up going the wrong way. Yeah, then the Lions, I mean, they stopped Baker Mayfield's magic, which I think he has a job now for a while in Tampa.
Oh,
Mayfield
so too.
Does.
He definitely locked something up somewhere.
So
also got, what, Dave Canales, and the offensive coordinator, ended up getting a head coaching gig out of that too.
Yeah. Then how was only the second time the Lions have been in the NFC Championship game. First time since 91.
That's crazy. Almost 30. What is that? 30 years.
Yeah. But yeah, 33 years, whatever.
See, I think this is.
I don't feel like doing math right now. My head hurts.
I think this is going to be an explosive game, too. I don't think it's going to be relatively close, but I think they're going to come out firing. It's going to be a big shootout, you know? I mean, the Lions ranked 27th versus the pass.
Yeah. That's...
So, I mean, I think Ayuk and Debo are going to have big game. They're come out, 49ers are just gonna air raid the Lions secondary, and then the Lions will probably come back and do the same. And
like you said, Debo being back, he said he's playing. So not holding anything back. Two of the top 5 offenses in the league. You're gonna go at it.
I think in the end though, I think the 49ers are gonna end up pulling it out.
Yeah, I mean, same thing said had to do last week, but the Packers would have to do. The Lions are going to have to get up on top for San Francisco to play from behind again. So the big thing there is just get that run game going with Montgomery and Gibbs. Like,
yeah, 49ers aren't built to come back from behind. They're built from playing ahead.
Yeah. And what they say, but, I mean, they showed that they can do it last week, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, Purdy, he's been, they said he was all over the place there for 3.5 quarters to finally come around, but
on in that fourth quarter.
But he's also, it's, I think, it, what was it, 102 passes or so since his last interception pass attempt. So
pretty sure that came against Baltimore too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not turning the ball over.
Right.
So.
Well, neither is Goff on the other side. Goff ain't turning the ball much over. The Lions don't really fumble much either. So I mean, takeaways are going to be hard to come by.
Yeah.
But another thing about the Lions is 27th versus the pass, but they're second versus the rush. So
yeah,
I think if you can shut CMC down, then I think it'll make it a little easier to kind of focus on that secondary, shutting down the pass game. So, I mean, I'm interested to see how Dan Campbell comes out. I mean, great story, you know. Yeah. He's 2-0 in the playoffs, but you know, this is a big game for him. It's a big game in his coaching career and for that Lions team. See what they can do. Yeah. You got a good test against the 49ers because the 49ers defense is what top 15 defense as well this year.
Yeah, so I mean, like you said though, just their defense is horrible against the pass. But like I was reading to where in terms of yards after the catch, their defense leads the league in only allowing like 80 some yards a game with the yard after the catch. Where San Francisco's leading the league offensively with yards after the catch with Debo and Ayuk at like 94 or some yards average a game after catch.
Sounds like it's gonna be a chess match going on.
Yeah, I mean, history doesn't play well for Detroit in this. And San Francisco, beginning of the year, I called San Francisco champions as long as they stayed healthy, and they have. And well, they were last year until the championship game when Purdy went out.
Hurt.
So
yeah, that was my Super Bowl pick too. Big test. I mean, nobody expected the Lions to look this good. So I mean,
yeah, no one.
Two juggernaut offenses going up against each other.
Yeah, like even a loss this week by Detroit, it's still a winning season for him. Like you said with Houston last week, because no one expected it to happen.
Yeah, I agree. You know, big surprise, but it's been great to see. You know, I mean,
they turned it around somewhere. I mean, NFC North did have two playoff teams this year, so I mean, it wasn't like they won a really bad division.
Where they turned it around is this draft. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Brian Branch, Jack Campbell, I think it was, that linebacker they drafted.
Yeah.
All been making plays, and I mean, all been focal points of the offense and defense. I mean,
yeah, they,
that's been the big deciding factor for this team this year.
That's, I read something where I think Gibbs is like one touchdown or something, like ties some record for like the most touchdowns by a rookie running back in the playoffs in the season or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember the exact number of what it was, but he has like one or two touchdowns. And then, like, well, Laporta, he set what all tight end rookie records anyways this year.
I think it was just receptions. I don't think he set it.
Was it okay?
Yeah, I think it was.
He was like up there high for touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I saw that one. Where's he going to line up, and what are they going to do with him?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. He don't really attack the middle of the field too much. I mean, he does a lot of the outside work too. So I mean, it's interesting to see how they're gonna play him up there in that 49ers secondary, especially because you still gotta account for Monroe St. Brown. And then Jahmyr Gibbs linking off the backfield too.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, history doesn't look good for Detroit in this game. They've lost 11 straight road playoff games. Coincidentally, though, the last time they did win a road playoff game was in 1957. That long ago, because you know they're not in the playoffs that often.
Yeah.
But it was in San Francisco. So maybe history will repeat itself. Maybe not. I don't see it happening. Who knows?
Talk about a Cinderella story if the Lions do pull it off.
That's the story everyone wants.
That's the story everyone likes. But
yeah.
San Francisco just seems so complete. Like I said about Baltimore, it's like there's really not a weakness any way around.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to win in comfortable fashion. I think it's going to be 49ers 35-24. What's your prediction?
Yeah, that's why I got the 49ers going away with it 37-24. So pretty close.
So you think we're going to get a 49ers Ravens Super Bowl, and I think we're going to get a 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's,
man, poor Lions. I ain't giving them no faith.
Yeah. I'd like to pick them, but
I can't. Over the 49ers, I mean, they just look too good.
Yeah.
Way too good. You can say the same for the Lions. Their yards after the catch and just CMC, what he can do out the backfield. I mean, it's so tough to contain it. George Kittle. I mean,
yeah, there's just too much.
Shanahan just knows how to scheme it so well. I mean, I just don't know how you stop it all. I mean, especially because it's win or go home. So, I mean, you know, both teams are going to be giving it everything they got. So.
Yeah. And like you said, it's just they have the experience in the playoffs. Well, not necessarily Purdy, but he made a run last year. It's something like him and Roethlisberger and I think someone else are like the only quarterbacks to be in a conference championship game their first two seasons. I know it was Roethlisberger. But I can't remember if there was someone else or not, though. But, yeah, it's like it doesn't really ever happen.
Yeah, you don't think too much. It takes a little bit for those quarterbacks to develop to get to the big game. So.
I mean, but then Goff, Goff's made a run before.
Yeah, you can't sleep on Goff. He's been to the Super Bowl.
He's made it to the Super Bowl, yeah. Didn't work out too well for him, but.
No, it didn't.
Ran into that one guy that no one likes to play. And they just, that was it. So, I don't know. I'm going with San Fran. You're going with San Fran. Guess we'll see what happens. I'm pretty confident in my two picks this week. I'm sure
I'm
you are too.
Because I ain't betting against playoff Mahomes.
Yeah.
If I lose, I mean, I'll go down with pride because I know better.
I had to give you money last week because I went against Mahomes. So
exactly.
I probably shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it this week. So, but I'm going to. But I'm just not gonna put any money on it this time.
Smart man. Smart man.
Shit. It'd be right.
I can't believe you're voting for division rival. That blows my mind.
They're too complete of a team.
I don't care. You never vote for a division rival.
Too complete of a team, and I don't know. It'd go either way.
I mean, it could. I agree. Let's go bust your balls a little bit.
They can go to the Super Bowl, but I think it's going to be Ravens, Niners, Super Bowl, and. I guess we'll just talk about that the next time. But
yeah.
I already know I think it's going to win out that. I think I already mentioned it, but shit, we'll be all right.
We'll save that for the next episode.
But, yep. All right, then. So
there it is. Let's see how stupid this made a sound whenever it all runs.
Yeah, watch us. We're both going to be wrong on our picks, I bet you.
All right, then.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Take care.